We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
723 WCCO. Mentioned we get former U.S. Senator and former United States Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel with us this morning. He's good enough to give us a few minutes here on CCO. Mr. Secretary, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
A recipient of two Purple Hearts, let me just first of all say thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And here we go on Memorial Day, and just a little bit of a disturbing poll that came out that said 55% of Americans know what Memorial Day is about, 45% don't. So that's a little concerning. So I'd ask you, Senator, your thoughts on Memorial Day and what you want people to know about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to say hello to you and your great listeners out there. As you may know, I got my start really at Brown Institute in Minneapolis back in 1966, lived in Minneapolis for a year, and loved it. The people, I've got a lot of friends, some relatives in Minneapolis, so I think very highly of your area. As to your question, I think you're right to focus on the issue, because the more we get away from the traditional events and times of our lives, and society moves so fast with social media, everything, we tend to forget really what made us and what imbues us with the things that are special for our society, remembering those who served. And that's really what Memorial Day is about. It started, as you know, as a holiday after the Civil War, just really only ones that celebrated it were the Yankee states. The South didn't celebrate it, and then became national holiday for recognition of those who served and their families, and just a day set apart to think about all of that and how we've done so well, where we've come from, the sacrifices that have been made by so many. So I think that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, just folks remember that, particularly on Monday and over the weekend. But I want to get your thoughts as well, if I can, Chuck, on the current tension in Iran and the Gulf, and your perspective certainly as a former Secretary of Defense.
Well, you know, and all your listeners know, that this has been given a lot of attention over the last couple of weeks, as it should. The bottom line for me, and I haven't seen all the intelligence, so I'm limited in my judgments and opinions because I don't have all the facts. But based on my previous jobs and knowledge of that area and been there many times, I think the real issue here is a risk of miscalculation. The tensions are high, and when tensions are high and you insert military assets from our side in that small area, the Persian Gulf, and of course the Iranians are right there, you have more and more risk of something happening, just an accidental tension causing kind of an event, then a miscalculation by either side. Either side thinks that there's intent on the other side. Maybe it isn't exactly that, but there's also another dynamic here too, and that's provoking Iran into a military conflict. I mean, you've got a national security advisor in Mr. Bolton, who's been very clear publicly about regime change in Iran, about attacking Iran. He's never backed off of that. I mean, he's the guy that's driving the train on this for the president. So that's a bit disconcerting because of that provoking Iran into something. And because the instability, volatility of the Middle East as it is, even adds more fuel to the dangerous situation. Saudi Arabia's position, Israeli positions, and other Middle East countries. So we've got to be very wise and very careful and very steady in how we handle this. You know, our USS Abraham Lincoln, the battle carrier group that we've sent to the Persian Gulf along with a bomber group, we normally always keep one carrier battle group in the area, in the Persian Gulf or in that area. So that's really not new. We haven't had one there for a few months, which was a little strange, but now we have them back. And then, of course, us cutting off all oil supplies, not supplies, but sales, Iranian sales, and pulling out of the Iranian nuclear deal all adds to this. So bottom line, we have to be careful, risk of miscalculation, be steady, be wise. I don't think either country wants a war. The president has said he does not want a war, and I hope that's what he means. But it's not in the interest of anybody for a war to break out between Iran and the United States, because it would include everybody, and this would be messy. This wouldn't be like Iraq, much, much more difficult than Iraq.
Before I let you go, veterans, are they being taken care of?
Well, I don't think we can ever do enough in many ways for our veterans. I think we're doing more and we're doing better budgets. I like what the Veterans Administration is doing to partner with the private sector, allow veterans to use private doctors and facilities more because of the overload on the Veterans Administration. We've got really an overloaded amount of circuits in the VA. They just can't handle it all. So it's you never have it 100% or close to it, but you got to keep striving to work on this thing. And there's some bad signs out there, record suicides and other bad signs that we have to deal with. I remember when we went into war in Iraq and Afghanistan, one of the things that I said as a senator on the Senate floor, that we were not prepared to take care of our veterans when they came back. The main reason is because these two wars, which we're still in, certainly in Afghanistan and still got troops in Iraq, these wars, for the first time ever in our history, were fought by all volunteers. We used the draft in all other wars. Well, that means if you've got a small all-volunteer force, the same people keep going back and back and back, six, seven, eight tours. And this puts a real burden on these people and their families, and it affects them. It affects them in many ways that American people don't see. So we can do better. We have to keep doing better, but I think we are doing better, and it's important we have days like Memorial Day to celebrate, plus Veterans Days, to celebrate these people and understand what they do in their selfless service that they provide for our country.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Senator. Thanks for taking the call this morning. I wish we had a lot more time, but appreciate your insight. I hope we get you back soon.
Well, thank you very much, and best everybody in Minneapolis and all your radio listeners.
All right. That is former Senator and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel joining us here this morning on WCCO. Much more talking about military and our veterans and our current members in the service coming up 9 to noon today with Corey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.